Welcome to episode 8 of Hymn Sing Radio from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. I'm your host, Craig Lewis, and together we will spend a few minutes singing some of our favorite hymns. The author of our first hymn, James Montgomery, was born in Scotland in 1771 and was away at boarding school when his missionary parents died in the West Indies. That instilled within him a religious zeal, a passion for missions, and an independent mind. He became a newspaper editor in Sheffield and championed many causes that were seen as radical at the time, although by today's standards, he would just be seen as an advocate for basic civil rights and the plight of the working poor. Author of over 400 hymns, here is Montgomery's Stand Up and Bless the Lord. Even if you are still seated, I'm sure your toes were tapping. While searching for material to use on Hymn Sing Radio, I have been going through some recordings at Territorial Headquarters in Toronto. I recently found a recording that grabbed my attention, and I knew I just had to share it here. It was a recording of songs by Major Bruce Robertson, a Salvation Army officer who retired to beautiful British Columbia, where he attends the Caribou Hill Corps. He has one of those voices, deep and strong. Here he is with the Charles Wesley hymn, "And Can It Be?"
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain for me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? His Father's throne above, so free, so infinite His grace, emptied Himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Long my imprisoned spirit it lay fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in Him is mine. Alive in Him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through
a voice. Thank you, Major Robertson, for that item. Our next hymn appears in over 1,651 hymnals. If you have ever been in a church service and held a hymnal, regardless of the denomination, the book most likely contained this hymn. From the pen of Isaac Watts, here is Jesus Shall Reign. One of the things I love about the Salvation Army is its practical work, looking after the needs of others. General John Gowans, the 16th leader of the worldwide Salvation Army, said this: "The Salvation Army exists to save souls, grow saints, and serve suffering humanity." I like that. Simple and straightforward. I think it lines up with what it says in the Bible in James chapter 1, verse 27, as paraphrased by Eugene Peterson in The Message. It says, "Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight, and guard against corruption from the godless world." The original translation says to care for orphans and widows, but you get the point. We are called to love those that everyone else discards. Our next hymn puts this sentiment into song. rescue the perishing, care for the dying. The amazing thing about this song is that it was written by Fanny Crosby, who through mistreatment of an eye infection while only 6 weeks old, lost the sight in both her eyes. She went on to study and teach at the New York Institute for the Blind for many years. Our limitations, physical or otherwise, don't matter. As it says in the song, "Wakened by kindness, chords that were broken will vibrate once more." Our final hymn of the program is known as the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was written by Julia Ward Howe during the American Civil War and has been used in everything since, from Billy Graham crusades to college football stadium cheers. The day before his assassination, Martin Luther King gave his famous "I've Been to the Mountaintop" speech, which he ended with the first line of this hymn, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." Since then, this has become a great American anthem for equality. As with any good anthem that calls us to action, it begins with the sound of the trumpet. So get ready and be prepared to march on. You deserve a round of applause after that good sing. That's all we have for episode 8 of Hymn Sing Radio. Until we sing together next time, I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.